For second straight night.
Technically, I would say that we're within our constitutional rights, but we would be breaking a city ordinance. We're prepared to do this every night.
A Kenyan runner wins the New York City Marathon and sets a record. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Geoffrey Mutai won the marathon in a record time of 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 6 seconds. That's 2:38 faster than the previous record set in 2001. The women's winner was Ethiopian runner Freywat Dado. This was the second closest women's finish in the history of the marathon.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
We all want the best for ourselves and our families, right? But it's not always easy or practical to actually own the thing that's the absolute best in its class. Fortunately, when it comes to the eggs you serve, you can actually experience the best. Eglin's Best. In the world of eggs, Eglin's Best are unique and special. They come from hens that are fed a patented, high-quality, all-natural, all-vegetarian diet without added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids of any kind. This produces eggs that have superior taste and superior nutrition. In fact, Eglin's Best tastes like no other, with more of the delicious farm-fresh taste you love. It's no surprise that Eglin's Best have won many taste awards, including the gold medal for superior taste, appearance, and freshness from the American Masters of Taste. Eglin's Best are winners when it comes to nutrition, too. Compared to regular eggs, Eglin's Best provide 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Yet they have 25% less saturated fat. Superior taste and nutrition add up to superior value, too. So why settle for any old egg when you can experience the best? Eglin's Best. Eglin's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Did you know that November is Adopt a Senior Pet Month? So if you're thinking about adding another companion animal to your family, remember to think about the older dogs and cats. First of all, you know that they can be harder to adopt than the younger dogs and cats and puppies and kittens. So when you adopt a senior animal, you're truly saving a life. The other positive aspects about adopting a senior animal is that you know what size animal you're getting, pretty much. He or she is more likely to be house trained, and they typically are more calm than a younger dog. And a lot of people want a dog to relax with and nap with, and rather than one that needs longer walks and activity every day. And the older dogs or cats, personalities tend to already be established. So by spending a bit of time in the shelter, you pretty much know the type of companion animal you're adopting. Plus, senior pets know that chew toys, not chews, are for chewing, and scratching posts, not furniture, are for scratching. So don't forget, if you're looking to extend your family by getting a companion animal, adopt and save a life. Don't buy from a breeder or a pet store, and consider rescuing a senior dog or a cat. November is Adopt a Senior Pet Month. Okay, now, a few months ago, Peter and I started talking about taking a vacation, and the discussion included destinations from around the world. We really let our imaginations go wild. And this was pretty exciting for us because we are not big travelers, primarily because we don't want to be away from our animals too long. Now, one destination Peter suggested was the Galapagos. And we had friends and relatives who had visited there and thought it was an amazing experience. And we also learned that it was easier to get to than in previous years. And we also thought it would be a great destination for us because of our interest in animals and the environment. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we would tape some interesting interviews for the show while there. In fact, we started looking at tours and cruise lines and started getting really excited about what would be, for us, a really big adventure. So why am I telling you this? Well, it's because when we attended the 2011 Farm Animal Rights Conference in Los Angeles earlier this year, and we spoke with two people working on behalf of animals in the Galapagos, we realized we could not, in good conscience, join the overwhelming number of tourists who are now descending upon this once pristine and unique group of islands. And I have to tell you, it was a shock for Peter and me to hear what we are about to play for you, which is that these once protected islands are being transformed in a very negative way. In this hour of Animals Today, you're going to learn what is happening in the Galapagos and what you can do to make the situation better for the native animals. Later in the hour, we will be speaking with Danielle Thompson with Galapagos Preservation Society about the problem of free-roaming dogs and cats in the Galapagos. But first, I want to play for you our interview with a really interesting guy named Todd Empko, whose group is called Darwin Animal Doctors. Let's now play that interview from the farm conference. Welcome. We're with Todd Empko with Darwin Animal Doctors. Hi, Todd. Tell us about your organization.
Hello. Our organization is actually building the first comprehensive, all-purpose, all-animals veterinary clinics in the Galapagos Islands. A lot of people, and this is the funny thing, a lot of people, when I say that we're making animal hospitals in the Galapagos, the first thing they reply to me is, how can you do that? People aren't allowed on the Galapagos. Which tells you where we're at as far as, you know, people understanding what the issues are there and everything. But the truth is that the Galapagos Islands are one of the most important ecosystems on the planet, period. For marine health, for world health, it's a critically important ecosystem as a migratory path for migratory animals. It's a critically important marine reserve because it has some of the last species that the entire rest of the world is hunting and fishing to extinction. And the world ecosystems and marine ecosystems of the world have the best chance of repopulating starting from Galapagos if we give it the chance to do that. The issue with Galapagos is there is a big problem with poaching and illegal fishing and a lot of illegal operations going in there, but the greater problem with Galapagos is merely the sheer number of people that are going there now. Within the last generation, within the last 20 years, we have seen the population of Galapagos go up from about 1,000 people to about 35,000 people. These are permanent residents. They're actually now serving a tourist population that has grown from about 1,000 a year to over 170,000 tourists per year. And the thing is, all of this has been built very recently and very much with the mindset of tourist development. So instead of having a very conservation-oriented development environment here in the Galapagos, where you really need to have that, these are small islands and they're so important. For instance, there's no sewage treatment for any of these hundreds of thousands of people. We're now starting to see sea lions that are getting all sorts of upper respiratory infections. We're starting to see tortoises getting all sorts of tumorous growths, lizards getting tumorous growths from, you know, all the pollutants they're coming across. On the main island of Santa Cruz, you can see the burning piles of plastic trash. You can see the plumes of smoke from over 30 miles away, from one side of the island to the other. And these smokes, these burning piles of trash, they're just underneath the trees of, nesting finches and all of the typical animals that you would associate with the Galapagos. The biggest defense of the Galapagos, its entire existence, was the fact that there's no clean water there. But we've imported so much bottled water there, so much plastic infrastructure for drinks, for human consumption. For instance, on Isabella Island, which is the largest island of the Galapagos, the trash dump, which is merely trash thrown into the national park, is about 80 square kilometers. And this is not sustainable. The islands can't handle this. The populations of the native wildlife, which we critically need, are going down at a very fast rate. On the main island of Santa Cruz, we now have more invasive species than have endemic species. So something has to counterbalance this damage. So what Darwin Animal Doctors does is that we bring the first comprehensive veterinary services to the Galapagos that there are, period. So we treat invasive animals that people bring illegally to the Galapagos, for instance, dogs and cats. We offer year-round spaying and neutering services, and very importantly, deparasiting services to make sure that more of these invasive diseases don't keep spreading to sea lions or to the native birds, etc. We also treat wildlife, through the permission and cooperation of the national park birds, marine birds that have been injured through mysterious means, treating all sorts of sea tortoises, sea lions that have been injured through unnatural means, through treating mysterious diseases that we're trying to get more resources for in order to test, you know, what new diseases are coming to Galapagos. There's not actually a lot of veterinary equipment. Before us, we actually had to bring all of the veterinary equipment that we were going to use to these islands. Most of it is being donated from veterinary clinics that are giving us their short-dated medicines here in the U.S., or giving us outmoded equipment that they're replacing and updating here in the U.S. But down there, it's gold. I mean, you just don't see a lot of this medical equipment down there, period. So that's the first thing we do, that we treat all animals of the Galapagos. The second thing that we're doing is that we're starting an education program. So on the capital city island, we recently made a convenio with a municipality to start a program where we teach 5 hours of public school education a week to a different public school on Galapagos each week. So we're teaching very basic things to both children, and now we're expanding that into government agencies. Like, we're starting to teach the Navy these principles, too, about the importance of treating these animals with respect and you know, having a sustainable ecosystem. We teach very basic concepts of what animals belong in the Galapagos, which animals were introduced, why it's important to take care of both in order for sustainability for everybody's future, and what irresponsible people do and what you as a responsible person should be doing as a steward living in this precious ecosystem. And the third thing that we started doing is a volunteer program. We're starting to bring in a lot more vet techs, vet students, and qualified veterinarians from the U.S. to go down to the Galapagos and work with our veterinarians. And these are teaching programs, and the teaching actually goes both ways. A lot of veterinarians can go to the Galapagos and obviously bring a lot of first-world mentality, first-world procedures, first-world resources to teach our veterinarians from Ecuador how to use first-world medicines that they can bring with them, for instance. But likewise, which is just as important as that, actually, is that our veterinarians and our staff can show these first-world people who are going back to universities in the U.S., who are going back to large establishments like the Animal Medical Center of New York City when they come back to the U.S. They're showing them the cultural issues in the Galapagos that are causing these things to happen initially, how to communicate with the people in the community, and even just as impressively, show the first-world veterinarians exactly how much you can do with limited resources. Because these vets have been working their entire lives with very limited resources, and we've had people coming from first-world clinics in Boston and New York, some of the most modern clinics ever, who are just blown away by what our veterinarians can do with almost nothing, totally giving them hope, no matter how bad things get, that there are dedicated people on the Galapagos who are going to do anything they can with whatever they have to save as many lives as possible.
Don't go away. More of my interview with Todd Empko right after the break.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct.
Ha!
True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
You're listening to Animals Today, and we're back with Todd Emko with the group Darwin Animal Doctors. So, Todd, what are some of the solutions for these problems in the Galapagos?
Actually, the best solution for this problem is actually what's already there, which most people would perceive, for very good reason, as the problem on Galapagos, which is the actual population there. They have so much power to protect their ecosystem and be the most amazing stewards of their environment. They just have to be given the tools to know how to do it. We have people coming from all the schools in the Galapagos coming to us asking us if we have materials to show them conservation. They come to us asking if we can teach them how to take better care of the environment and animals. We have children coming up to us all the time saying that, you know, they don't learn these things in school, how to take care of the Galapagos, and that they live in this amazing ecosystem that, you know, children make connections with their natural world all the time. Children get it. I've met children whose parents are here, specifically for the purpose of developing the Galapagos. They wouldn't even be on the island if their families weren't here for some sort of exploitative purpose. But the children actually get it. No matter how depressed you get about the state of things in the Galapagos, when you start talking to children and seeing how fast they get it and seeing how excited they get about learning what they can do to take better care of their world, learning to make connections with dogs and cats and natural animals as, you know, fellow living beings rather than, you know, what, you know, our economic system says they are, which are tools to be used, that ecosystems are, you know, raw resources to be developed, and if we don't develop them, then they have no value. Children really get it when you teach them, you know, these are living beings that deserve our respect. You live in an amazingly pristine place. Our teaching program is so simple. Our teaching program simply says, this is the Galapagos. These are the wonderful animals that live here. This is why it's important. It's up to you to take care of this place. And once you teach them that, they become very, very enthusiastic about becoming good stewards of this environment. And that's saying a lot, because you're going into a third world society where the general population has moved there for the purpose of economic development. And yet, even in that, you still have people living there, growing up there, who would brave any type of danger in order to see their environment be protected. You have people who are willing to brave any amount of danger to make sure that their future children have some sort of future on the Galapagos. Once people understand that protecting the ecosystem and protecting each other is the only way to give everybody a future, including their own kids, people will start to get it. I mean, I'm not saying it's easy. Not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. You're still working with a very large economic machine. You're still dealing with world development. You're still dealing with, you know, international corporations that are going in there to overfish. You're dealing with international corporations that are going in there to develop their own five-star hotels. You're dealing with international corporations that are going in there to do a lot of development and bring their resources to show that they're in the Galapagos. You see, one of the biggest problems on the Galapagos that has developed in the past few years is SUV traffic. People don't understand how big a problem SUV traffic has become within the past 5 to 10 years. Everywhere you go, you will see almost no actual regular cars. Almost every vehicle you see, which are everywhere, are SUV Toyotas, SUV Mazdas, SUV Ford trucks. It's a ripe economic ground. If you go to the highlands of Galapagos, it's by and large, there's a lot that's still pristine about Galapagos, but people are absolutely shocked when they go to the Galapagos and see how much of the Galapagos is now being converted into beef cattle farms. People don't think that, you know, the Galapagos is some place that they would expect to see beef cattle farms and such a strong presence of beef cattle farming and, you know, cattle expansion, but it is. And the reason is because, you know, the economic machines of the world and, you know, this economic system that we've created, which says that you must develop your natural resources, is very strong, very difficult to overcome, but you can't give up hope.
Todd, you mentioned overfishing. What are the consequences of overfishing in the environment?
The consequences of overfishing in the environment are scarier than anyone's been dreaming of. It's actually only in the past few years that we're starting to develop a comprehensive knowledge of how important our ocean ecosystem is. And that's particularly scary because we've always known that it's extremely important. But we've only been using science in the past few years to understand just how much of an impact each species has, just how much of an impact every large marine animal has. For instance, they've just been finding out that, you know, whales, each whale contains a giant amount of carbon in them. And, like, having a healthy whale population can capture a lot of carbon that there is in the ecosystem. And, obviously, Galapagos is a very important ecosystem for whales. You know, it's the Moby Dick island chain, you know, with the Essex. And the Galapagos was originally used for many years by whalers. That was the main purpose of the Galapagos for humans. And with overfishing, with taking all of the large animals that are left in the Galapagos, like, you know, sport fishing is big down there, with taking large tuna and you know, sea lions that are being poached by you know, international poaching organizations that are going in there. They not only hurt the local fishermen who are native Ecuadorians there, who are artisanal fishermen, but they're really hurting everyone's future, not just in the Galapagos, but everywhere. Because there's a reason why the Galapagos is so important and why it has some of the last creatures on Earth, which is that the rest of the oceans are in horrible shape. We're down to maybe 10% of what our ocean's capacity should be. And we're starting to see the effects, you know, worldwide, obviously, with global warming, with depleted fish stocks for endemic, for, you know, indigenous cultures around the world. But we're also starting to see that if we don't protect the last species that there are, things can never possibly get better. They can only get worse. And so we really need to do everything we can to stem that. We really need to do everything we can to show this is how many blue-footed boobies, this is how many you know, native birds that we've caught that have been injured by quote-unquote mysterious means that are most likely illegal fishing gear. This is why we must treat as many sea lions as we can that have possibly swallowed you know, illegal fishing gear. This is why we are seeing so many the depletion of so many different species around the Galapagos because of overfishing in a marine reserve. So it's incredibly important to pay attention to that, do something about it. Sea Shepherd Galapagos is a permanent sea shepherd presence in the Galapagos. I actually originally went to the Galapagos serving with Sea Shepherd Galapagos. And we originally went there just to, well, I originally went to the Galapagos to serve on marine vessels, serve on ranger vessels to patrol the marine reserve. Sea Shepherd, with me as a communications expert, created the first permanent ranger base on the northern half of Galapagos. We did a lot for marine habitats, but when I was there, I just saw, number one, that the marine ecosystems and the land ecosystems on the Galapagos are so intricately tied. Even more so than other places, the relationship is so much more important than other places. And the on top of that, the land ecosystem was in horrible shape. No one around the world had any clue how bad things were in the Galapagos. And while Sea Shepherd is doing a lot to try to protect the marine reserve and help the Ecuadorian population protect their own waters from, you know, these international poaching organizations, somebody had to do something about the land organizations. So that's when I left working with Sea Shepherd Galapagos and created Darwin Animal Doctors.
Fascinating information about the Galapagos. Todd Emko with Darwin Animal Doctors. Thank you very much for being on Animal
That's
Today.
The sound of a Thank dog you. Whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EBs sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time you experienced eggs at their best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition. Better eggs. Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're playing a few interviews from the 2011 Farm Animal Rights Conference held earlier this year in Los Angeles. And the topic is, what is going on with the animals and the people in the Galapagos Islands? So let's continue with the next guest we interviewed, Danielle Thompson. We're here with Danielle Thompson with Galapagos Preservation Society. Hi, Danielle. Tell us about your organization.
Sure. We're an organization to protect wildlife and promote animal welfare in the Galapagos Islands, which are about 600 miles off the coast of Ecuador. Many people are unaware that there's about 40,000 people living on four of the islands in the Galapagos, and along with those people, they've brought farm animals as well as dogs and cats. And our mission is to educate people about caring properly for their dogs and cats, sterilizing them, keeping them inside their yard or inside their homes so those dogs and cats don't prey on and terrorize the wildlife, which has all evolved without any natural predators.
So this relatively new population of dogs and cats do affect the wildlife there.
Yes, that's correct. Along with the rise in population, tourism, invasive species such as dogs and cats and other farm animals are the primary cause for environmental degradation and species decline in the Galapagos.
Now, the native animals, they can contract the diseases that come from the dogs and cats, is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. They can contract diseases, and then also the dogs and cats are the highest predators on the islands. So the dogs and cats also hunt the finches, iguanas, and the tortoises. And it's not really through the fault of the dogs and cats. Of course, they're just, being dogs and cats. So that's where we're trying to work through the people to educate them that it's a privilege to live there, and even more so to have dogs and cats, and they need to, care for them for the sake of the dogs and cats, but also for the sake of the wildlife and the environment of the Galapagos, which is incredibly unique and special and like no place else in the world.
So you don't discourage them from having dogs and cats, you just try to educate them to keep them inside and under control.
That's correct. I mean, it probably would be best if they didn't have any dogs and cats, and it would be even better if no people lived there at all. But people do live there, and as far as we can tell, they are going to have dogs and cats. So with that being said, what we can do is educate them and encourage them to sterilize, again, to keep cats indoors, not let their dogs roam freely on the streets, not breed dogs and cats, not illegally import them from the mainland, all of which is going on. So along with education, we're trying to do work on new legislation and then enforcement of that legislation as well as public outreach.
So Danielle, tell us a little bit about how the organization got started and where you're located and who are the players.
Sure. The organization was started by the president and co-founder, Allison Lance, a few years ago, and it was a result of her going to the Galapagos for about 13 years on ships, and she saw firsthand the decline in wildlife and the rise in population of not only people and tourists, but also dogs and cats roaming the streets. So every time she would go to the Galapagos, she would personally, take back one or two or a few dogs and cats with her and find new homes for them in the U.S. and in Canada. So from that just personal work that she was doing, she founded the organization. And we continue to rehome dogs and cats, but then we also have added the components of public outreach and education and working on laws. And we're located in Friday Harbor, Washington, so we're a U.S.-based nonprofit, but all of our work is focused in the Galapagos. So Allison Lance, the co-founder and president, and myself are the primary people in the organization. We have a great board of directors, but it's Allison and I doing the day-to-day work here in the U.S. and then going down to the Galapagos as well and doing the campaigns there on the ground.
So has it gotten to a point where dogs and cat the dog and cat population is so overwhelming that you're getting strays and free roaming dogs and cats?
Yeah, there's feral cats on pretty much every island where there are human inhabitants, and even some islands where there aren't humans, there are feral cat populations. Although there's never been a formal census done of feral cats or any other kinds of cats and dogs, so we can't say exact numbers at all. But yes, there are feral cats, and then the way people keep pet dogs and cats in the Galapagos and much of South America is sort of different than in the U.S. or in Canada and maybe Western Europe. They're sort of loosely owned. There definitely are dogs and cats there that live in houses, and people take great care of them, and we support that and encourage that kind. But then there's also cats that are just around to catch rats, or someone will feed an alley cat once in a while, but they wouldn't call the cat their own. And the same goes for dogs. So there are a lot of those kinds that aren't necessarily stray as we think of the term. They're loosely owned, but then there are stray dogs and cats, and then feral cats. We don't really know of feral dogs, but there could be those as well.
And then you're going to get the people who fail to fix or vaccinate their animals, which adds to the problem, and then the other people who think it's going to be a great idea to start breeding and selling dogs and cats.
Yeah, exactly. There's been a huge influx of purebred puppies from the mainland of Ecuador in the last few years. So whereas Allison was going there, 13 years ago, up until 2006 or 2007, the animals she were seeing were called, we call them, island dogs. They're 40 pounds, brown, and they have big ears. And in 2007, we saw a huge rise in the population of purebred dogs. So now when you go there, there are huskies, chihuahuas, pit bulls, beagles, any kind of designer, quote-unquote, breed that you would see in the U.S. is down there. And those came in illegally from the mainland of Ecuador, but now people on the islands are breeding them for sale, much in the same way that people in the U.S. breed dogs and cats to make extra money.
Danielle Thompson, is there anything else you'd like my listeners to know? And also, please give us your website.
Sure. Well, I want to say thank you so much for having us on the show. And if your listeners want to find out more about our work, about the Galapagos, and ways they can help, they can go to our website, which is gpsociety.org. If they can just, educate themselves a little more on the Galapagos and talk to their friends and family about the Galapagos, that's, one huge step toward people caring and helping us and other organizations, do important animal work there.
Well, thank you for educating us. Danielle Thompson, it's Galapagos Preservation Society, GPSociety.org, GPSociety.org.
So fascinating information about what's going on down in the Galapagos. And you're going to want to tune in next week when we'll be sharing more of our coverage from the 2011 Farm Animal Rights Conference. Really interesting stuff, including shark conservation and the practice of shark finning. Okay, check out animalstodayradio.com where you can access all our previous shows, sign up for our weekly newsletter, and even post your comments about any of our prior shows. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, we would love for you to join us on Facebook, and be sure to tell your friends about Animals Today, which is aired every Sunday around the country at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next up, Peter and the News, right here on Animals Today. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and/or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
So you and your family have decided to get a dog or cat. We think that's great, and we want to remind you to adopt your next pet instead of buying. That's because there are so many lovable, adoptable dogs and cats waiting to go home that it just doesn't make sense to buy a pet from a breeder or pet store. And tragically, 50 to 70% of all animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That's millions per year. So when you adopt your pet from a shelter, most likely you really are saving a life. Did you know that most dogs sold in pet stores come from puppy mills, crowded, inhumane breeding facilities that exist simply for the profit of their owners? Did you ever consider that dog breeders are in business mainly to create and sell animals? Buying animals just makes pet overpopulation worse because it perpetuates unneeded breeding and takes away chances to live from sheltered animals. Even if you want a particular breed, you should still visit a shelter because 20 to 25% of animals housed in shelters are purebred. Or contact an animal rescue group that works with the breed you like. With not much effort, you can usually find your perfect companion. So remember, adopt and save a life. It'll give you a nice, warm, and furry feeling. This message is from Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try better than ever Proactiv solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial. plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
A lot of stuff to cover. First of all, this amazing and a tragic story of, about a three-alarm fire recently at a zoo in southern New Jersey called the Animal Kingdom Zoo.
Oh, no.
And this is a tiny facility, not accredited, and they also have a pet store where they sell parrots. 13 to 15 of the parrots were killed in the fire, as
as
two giraffes.
Oh.
And it's incredible that these places can exist.
And it's not accredited.
It's not.
There's a lot of zoo news lately.
Yeah.
Of zoo news.
They also sell puppies at this zoo.
Oh, boy.
So just imagine.
So did this fire spark an investigation, and now are they closing down or they're shutting them down?
Well, it's under investigation. In fact, this is the second fire that they've had this year. There was another fire in April when the wife of one of the co-owners died in a house fire on the ground.
Oh, no.
So there's a lot to figure out there, but incredible, isn't
it? I know.
It, that I
know.
Can exist.
It's so sad.
Another, but in southern Louisiana at a place called Gross Tate, which is way down south, there has been a tiger living in the tiger truck stop in a facility since the tiger was 11 weeks old.
Oh.
The tiger is called Tony. He's a roadside attraction. He lives in a big cage. He does have some grass. He is set back from the people with a fence around it. But people come to visit Tony the tiger in southern Louisiana, living there alone his entire life in a facility. So that was shut down.
That's terrible. Who owns Tony?
He's owned by the gas station owner. Has a tiger as an attraction.
That's terrible.
So Animal Legal Defense Fund has they put forward a motion, and the judge ruled in favor of them to revoke the permit that allows the truck stop to keep Tony the tiger.
Isn't it horrible?
It's horrible.
Yeah. In Japan, remember Fukushima and the horrible disaster there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when the people were evacuated, apparently they thought that they would be able to come back in a few days or a week to come back to their homes and rescue their animals. Well, that, you know, was not the case. They were quarantined and kept out for months and months, and they're finally starting to go back. And, of course, many of the animals who are left there perished. An estimated 15,000 dogs and cats, 3,500 cows, 30,000 pigs, and 440,000 chickens. Incredible. They were left behind. Most of them died. But now, as people are re-entering, they're finding some of the animals are still alive. Some people actually violated the law to feed and help the animals going into there.
That's sad.
What a disaster. Most of them just died, were lost, ran away, or went...
Starved to death.
Starved.
Yeah.
Or dehydration.
Oh.
So, too bad.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Give me some happy news.
Happy. Okay. The big happy news is an amazing announcement that happened in Washington, D.C. the other day, where a new bill was proposed to put an end to traveling animal circuses. It's called the Traveling Exotic Animal Protection Act, and it was introduced in Congress on Wednesday by Representative Moran, James P. Moran, and it included folks like Barb Barker, CSI actress Georgia Fox, and also the group PAWS, right, and Animal Defenders International.
Oh, that's so great.
They got together and created this legislation to amend the Animal Welfare Act and to restrict the use of non-domesticated animals like Asian elephants, lions, bears, and tigers in traveling circuses and exhibitions.
That's so wonderful. Right. I think I read a great quote from Bob Barker about that. Do you have that there?
Let me check. Yes, I have that quote. This is what Bob Barker says. There will be a time when people will be shocked that we ever allowed the suffering of these animals in the name of entertainment to continue so long. Elephants living in chains and being beaten. Lions and tigers in small cages on trucks, being whipped to perform tricks. It's the Dark Ages. This bill helps to bring us out of the Dark Ages.
Yeah, that's so great.
That's Bob Barker.
Yeah, that's so great.
And it's true. If this, I can't see why this would not pass, except for, of course, there's opposition. I'll tell you what Stephen Payne, who is a Ringling Brothers spokesman, told the Washington Times. He said, quote, "It's completely absurd. We have over a century of experience working with animals of all types. Their care and well-being is one of our top priorities. Legislation like this, to a certain extent, is insulting."
Insulting to who?
He's insulted.
Okay.
That
poor
we
baby.
Would question
right.
the practices of the 100-year-old Ringling Brothers Circus.
Right. They treat the animals so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like Jack Hanna defending the Marine animals in the marine parks.
Don't even question me.
Right. Yeah. I'm the expert.
Yeah.
Don't you dare question me.
So I'd be very curious to, I'm very curious to know which legislators are going to come out publicly against this.
Yeah.
I mean, let's see how strong the Ringling Brothers lobby is.
Yeah.
And who caves to them. Because I think, so we're going to follow this very carefully.
Yeah, we want an update.
And we're also going to see who declines to vote.
Yeah.
Because those wusses,
right,
or afraid to stand up. We're gonna. You just can't ignore this.
Are you allowed to say wuss on radio?
We
okay.
Yes, you can say
wusses.
That.
Okay, I know you were thinking something differently.
And there is. We're gonna. Let everyone know.
Okay.
And then we're gonna see who tries to water down this legislation.
Right.
Who's gonna come and say this is not needed? This is too extreme.
Right. And then we're gonna attack them.
They would deserve it. So
right.
we're all over this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make you happy?
We want an update. Okay.
Yes, we'll keep you on that. And I'll just tell you very briefly that Interpol is working to save Asian tigers. They have a new campaign that's going to help save the world's last tigers in the 13 Asian countries where they still exist. So having international police forces join groups like the World Wildlife Foundation will really help the tigers.
That's great.
All right.
That's great, Peter. Thank you so much. And thank you for tuning into Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirschner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional.